Hi, this is a dictation for patient Johnny Topping, J-O-H-N-N-Y, T like Tom, O-P-P-I-N, Johnny Topping. Date of birth is 4-1-1960, date of accident 12-29-2020, and date of service is 3-14-2023. The patient reports that he had missed coming to advanced pain care for last several months. He was last seen on July 19, 2022. He had a trouble in transportation, and then he was out of town on family emergency in Arizona, where his family was sick and suffering, and he had to be there for several months. Allegedly, he was not able to get any therapy or any health care there. Currently, patient reports that he has a pain ongoing in the left shoulder, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. His ability to lift the shoulder in abduction is 110 degrees maximum. He has a pain in the lower back, which is shooting down to the left leg laterally in a L4-5 nerve distribution, and the pain is constant and 9. He can walk up to a block. Although he does not use any cane, his balancing is okay. He doesn't lose balance. He reports that he has seen primary care physician and also VA hospital 6 to 7 visits in the last several months. And he was provided with a pain gel. And he has also done a 1 year of physical therapy, although he has not done any chiropractic treatment. The VA hospital has provided cholesterol medicine, prostate medicine, and so the patient is still having the ongoing symptoms of the left shoulder pain and the lower back pain. And the physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 153 over 64, pulse is 72, pulse ox is 99%. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit, which is dated. July 19, 2022 is the dictation number 0722-080 with the following changes in the exam. In general review, the patient is actually a 63-year-old gentleman who is fairly alert, oriented, cooperative, conscious, without any sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia, or any shortness of breath or severe pain phases. Patient appears to be calmed down and not very anxious, and good demeanor and attitude is exhibited with normal dress and hygiene. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any help. In the musculoskeletal examination, the inspection and palpation is as in the previous visit. Spine tenderness, none is present. Sacroiliac joints are not tender. In the paravertebral muscle spasm, none is present. Hypertonicity is 0. Cervical spine range of motion, forward flexion is 6, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 50. In the lumbar spine examination, for range of motion, forward flexion is 40, extension is 60, and extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 20, hyperextension is not painful. The maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in the neck or cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermit test are negative, along with distraction test, Soto Hart test, and myelopathy signs are all absent and negative. In the thoracic spine Roos test and slump test are negative, and lumbar spine Brzezinski-Kernick test, straight leg raising test are negative. Control lateral leg rest is negative. Breger test was negative. Camp test was negative. Levinsky sign was negative. sacroiliac joints only were not appreciably tender. At this time, standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression test negative, distraction test was negative, Faber test, Gunston test were found negative bilaterally. Examination of the extremities except for the left shoulder, all other extremities were found to be reasonably okay. Some pain is in the left knee. On examination of the left shoulder, and following is exhibited as follows. The left shoulder range of motion is 110 degrees on active motion for flexion and abduction, maximum beyond which the pain starts. Otherwise, basic pain level is around 8 out of 1 to 10. And shoulder is appearing normal without any dislocation fracture. And the motor power is normal, grip is normal. Hawk and Kennedy test was found positive on the left shoulder, along with speed test and knee test. The anterior and posterior apprehension test was negative, and drop arm test was negative. The rest of the upper extremities were normal, along with the wrist examination, hand examination, and no carpotunnel compression test was positive, none of them. In the extremities, lower extremity, nothing was found positive, everything was completely normal. So the diagnosis is the same as the previous visit, and now the patient is now being ordered to have a new MRI of the left shoulder and lumbar spine and to identify changes in the previous issues. There is an MRI in the file which is dated March 5th, 21st, with noticed bulging of all the four discs with herniated disc at L5-S1. And in the left shoulder, there is no MRI present, but the left knee shows mild joint effusion and degenerative changes of the knee with an element of contromalacia. The patient has been advised about these changes, and an IME was also reviewed. At this time, patient is being ordered a MRI, and once these are available, we'll move forward with the appropriate treatment. An X-ray of the left hip and left knee was also ordered to identify any osteophytes or trauma or fracture. A neuropsych evaluation and treatment was also ordered again, and patient is advised to continue some therapy. Thank you. Medication-wise, patient was not provided any... he was provided with Mobic 15 mg daily, Prilosec 20 mg daily, Wellbutrin 150 mg daily, Lidopro gel 4% daily, PRN, Tramadol 100 mg at night was provided, PRN. Patient will be seen in 15 days and then his therapy will be ordered. At this time, disability-wise, patient is on light duty job, 7 pounds, 7 hours, 7 days, along with transportation help. Thank you.